Morning to
So what
you.
is Hevd el Arabi?
Shin
Shinsadi Dalit is the Hevd el Arabi. When he has extra money that he doesn't need for his existence, so then what does he do with that? He knows what to do with that. He gives it away. He uses it correctly. Again, practically, halacha lemaaseh, you have to work this out. We're talking about betochen. Someone who's on a Baal BeTochen, he's going to hold on to whatever he has. So it's a Baal BeTochen, he knows he has what he needs. The extra, obviously, is not his. So he has to find out what to do with it, whatever that is. Again, it's not halacha lemaaseh what you have to do with your money. Talking about BeTochen. Okay. Hevdel HaChamishi is very chosh of this. שבתרח בלקים עסק באמצעים הגשמים, כדי שיוכל להכין על יוד המצד אל הדרך שנפשו תצטרך ללכת בו אחרי מויסוי. ובתרח בלוקים uses the physical means that he has in order to prepare himself for the journey that we're all going on after death. It means he understands that this world is a world that you're using to prepare for something else. This is not the end of the story. They are cruise dolif naya traklin. So what are you going to use this world for? You're going to use this world to prepare for. What do you use Erev Shabbos for? To prepare for Shabbos. What are you going to use this world for? You're going to use it to prepare for the next world. Those things that he's sure are not going to interfere with his Torah, the Shleimus, in order to get to Olam Haba, that's what he deals with. That's what he's going to be involved in. Those things are going to interfere with his Torah, the Shleimus, that can enable him to get to Olam Haba, even a little bit. He might come to rebel against the Rotson of Shem via these things. So then he doesn't have anything to do with them. So he doesn't bring upon himself a disease instead of the healing. He's a marshal. In other words, a person looks at this world as a means to an end. What is going to assist and enable me in my Torah and my mitzvahs and my rotzen Hashem to get to where I'm supposed to go? And what's not? It's like anything in life. You have a goal. You want to achieve a certain thing. You ask yourself, is this bringing me closer to my goal or is it taking me away from my goal? That's what cheshbon and nefesh is at the end of the day. Ask yourself, today, did I bring myself closer to my goal or did I go further away from my goal? That's all. So to you, is this thing, whatever it is, this decision, this endeavor, this activity, whatever it is it going to bring me closer to my goal? If yes, well then get involved in it. And if not, so then get rid of it. That's a Boteach Hashem. He's got it clear. He knows where he's going. He knows what his goals are. He knows that the means are not what's bringing him what he needs and what not going to bring him. So therefore, he only involves himself in things in this world that's going to benefit him in Olam Haba, and he avoids the things that are not going to benefit him for Olam Haba. And there's the struggle. That's exactly, that Nakud is exactly where the gates are. That's where the struggle is.
What if you're just not that self-aware?
Get self-aware. No, I'm not being facetious. If you're self-aware enough to know that you're not self-aware, you're right on the path to becoming self-aware. So just take the next step, slowly, slowly start becoming more self-aware. Isn't much more in the world that's more important than that? The most important thing that a person needs to know in this world is himself. There's very little else in this world that's important, but there's nothing else in this world that's important to know as much as knowing yourself. Strengths, weaknesses, pleasures, goals, aspirations. Without that, you're not starting. You haven't got out of bed yet. Makiris Makoimoy, it's one of the Memches Kinyone Atoyers, Makiris Makoimoy. Pocha Makiris Makoimoy understands where he is, who he is, what he is. Well, you can't start. What are you going to do with your life? Well, what are you good at? What are you not good at? What do you like? What don't you like? What are your dreams? What are your visions? What are your beliefs? What do you know? Is what you know really true? Maybe it's just brainwashing. Maybe it's just social pressure. Let's sit down every day and spend a few minutes thinking about these things. Otherwise, you're just like a sort of flotsam being bounced around by the waves. Just go wherever the wind blows, that's where you blow. You're the captain of the ship, you know. Important to have a itinerary. That's primarily what the years from Bar Mitzvah to Chuppah are all about. Most of us don't get that today. That doesn't happen. So you can do it when you're older. Although, yeah. He's relying on the meats. He's relying on the tishtadlis. He's leaning on them. He's relying on them. Whatever comes his way, you can make a buck, he grabs it. One second, who says you should do this? Who says you should be involved in such a thing? He's not thinking what's going to be afterwards. He's not thinking, one second, that this business deal that I'm involved in now, it's not going to be, I'm not going to get a lot of brownie points in the next world for that deal. Yeah, but you can make bucks. Okay, fine. So we're not yet to make bucks. Bucks you get given on Rosh Hashanah. You have to get ready for the next world. So someone who's a Baal B'Tochen and understands he's yet to get ready for the next world. So he makes decisions based on what's going to get him to the next world. Someone's not a Baal B'tochen, so he's got to make bucks. So you make bucks, whatever you do. Well, Chochem has Yira, and he turns away from evil. Uchsil misaber v'boteach. Mitchazek la'avor al rotzon Hashem. Imam strengthens himself to go against the rotzon Hashem. Nothing bad's going to happen. It's all good. No one will know. No one will know. I think if you remember, those that were here for it, in Pirkei Machshava, in the Tochen, we learned a story about two brothers. Yeah. There's two stories there. The one's about two brothers. I mean, business together, very successful businessmen and big Balek stocker and very respectable members of the community. And they got involved in a business deal that was low meyachuz, and it bellied up and it wasn't going to be so good for them. It dragged a lot of people down with them and whatever. But they could get out of the mess by making a small lie, you know, a white lie. There's black lies, there's white lies, there's red lies, you know. There's sheker. Don't clothe it in, you know, this sheker. But anyway, so the one brother decided he couldn't handle his sweat. He was going to ruin his life. So he made the law and he came out crystal clean. Everything was fine. Carrying on being a respectable member of the community. He was a bold stalker, etc. The other brother went to ask his Rav what he should do. The Rav said, you're not allowed to lie. The person has to give up all his wealth rather than be over a love in the toilet. They didn't make the law and he fell badly. But badly, badly, badly. Yeah? Wasn't easy to get shidduchim. People, mamash, were very angry with him. He was a frauder. Mamash was dragged through the mud. Very, very embarrassing. Very hard, difficult time. Another brother was a bit tzaddik. He even helped his other brother financially, whatever. Big tzaddik. Yeah? So in this world, you have a look at the Nebuch, the poor guy. You know, another guy, he's you know, what did he do at the end of the day? Even a little loss, he'll do tshuva, nishkofer, like what happened. What happens when they get to the next world? The Chofetz Chaim said this world's like a printing press. Today we don't have printing presses, so we don't know what it looks like. But a printing press used to set it up backwards. So when you printed it, it came out forward. This world's upside down. This guy made a decision based on what's going to be for the next 60, 70 years. How am I going to survive? The other brother made a decision what's going to be in Olam Haba. Simple. There's another story. You'll like this story. This is the true story. I don't know if what I just told you now was the true story. It was with Moshe. I haven't been in the safer with it was. But the lesson's a lesson. It happens to all of us. That story happens to all of us in one way or another. There's another story, but this is a true story. He was a guy that had a building. He bought a building and he was selling it. There was a consortium of goyim that were buying the building. In the meantime, he had an engineer evaluate the building or whatever after they closed the deal. No, they hadn't closed the deal. They'd agreed on a price and they were going to get together in the meeting to sign the deal, the lawyers and everything. In the meantime, he got an engineer's report showing that there were cracks in the foundation that made the building worthless. Worthless. So he asked Ishkal and they said, you have to magal it. You have to tell them. When you come to the meeting, you have to tell them, going, listen, this is the story. That's a big nisoy. You know, you're on a building in New York that you paid for and you just realize it's a lemon. Yeah, and you can dump it. You can send it to these goyim and no one will know any better. The Rav told him, you have to magala. So he came into the meeting and said, before we sign or whatever, I just have to tell you, there's an engineer's report that this and this is the story. And if you guys want to pull out, you can pull out. So they whatever. They got into a little huddle, the lawyers and whatever. And they came back and they said, we know what you're up to. You've got a better offer, so you're trying to pull out of the deal. No ways. And they signed the deal, and off they went, and they bought a lemon. But not all the stories have happy endings. Not all these stories have happy endings. David HaMelech went to the grave without a happy ending. Not always happy endings in this world, because it's not about this world. That's the Hevdel HaChamishi. Or you, Ebal B'tochen, meaning you have your mind, primary interest is what's going to be with you in Olam Haba. Or no, you're more interested in what's going to be here. And since you're making the bucks, The Hishtadlis is what's making the bucks. So you have to do whatever you can in order to make the bucks. So if you put your foot on the scale, or you overcharge, or you query payments, you don't have to pay for 2 months, you can get interest. Lots and lots of tricking that everybody does, you know, the gray areas. But everyone's told the Balabos, in the Shir, we have in Shara B'tochen. You ask him, what's called B'tochen today? Well, what's called B'tochen on our level? Don't tell me Reb Chinin ben Doisa. He said, avoiding the gray areas in business. Yeah, you see? That's already a big darga today. Does in business and avoids the gray areas. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, no. There's black and white. Otherwise, you don't get gray. But avoiding the gray areas in business is difficult enough. It's not a bad place to start. Okay. Time's another issue. That's another Hevdel. A Baal B'tochen using his time correctly. So I'm not a Baal B'tochen, maybe wasting his time on a little nonsense. Yeah. Shame, I just saw now Nebuch. They have these poor guys walking around here with these orange things or whatever with a gun. Yeah. The news for him, come into the Beis Midrash and learn. You'll do much more. You'll help tell yourself much more than one guy walking around here, you know, without a bulletproof vest or whatever. It's a bunch of Arabs walking there and he's finished. Rav Aaron Feldman said, every time you say a capital to Helen, you're shooting an Arab in the head with a bullet. That's what you have to tell your children. Rav Aaron Feldman. No, he's talking about wasting time. Give the guy to heal him and then he can sit here and say to heal him. He's doing much more for protecting Klali Yisrael than walking around here with his little 1927 BB gun. No, so I feel bad for the guy, I really do. Oh, what's up? Anyway, whatever. Any law, I'm not making political, I'm just talking how to use your time properly. Go into the next midrash and use your time properly. Yeah. Knowing when to use, knowing when not to learn is also an art. When to do, when, how much you talk, that requires sitting down and making proper cheshbonos, thinking things through clearly, for sure. Tommy, one of the Gadolim said, he was talking to Bochrim, he said, you want to be an Adam Gadol, eat when you're supposed to eat, sleep when you're supposed to sleep, learn when you're supposed to sleep, learn, exercise when you're supposed to exercise, then you'll become an Adam Gadol. You don't become an Almogoro by being extreme. You have to know, whatever. But the bottom line is when I'm doing what I'm doing, my machshavas are, is this bringing me closer to my goal or is this taking me away from my goal? So, I have the lashish yushabatach, but the kimu of al kol suga anoshim, veim seim chimalov, People love him. He's beloved by all different types of people, and they rely on him. They know this guy's not going to hurt you. He's not going to stab you in the back. He's not going to steal from you. You feel comfortable around this guy. They're not worried that they have to lock up their wives when he's around, or they have to lock up their money when he's around, because I know if Shali Smokhalov. He's also very comfortable around people because he knows that no one in the world can hurt him or bring him benefit. There's only a Kolosh Bochu that's running his life. There's big kashas on that. I'm not saying there aren't kashas on what we just read. Big kashas, but the Chovis Olavava seems to say that's what he's saying. The other shit as well. David HaMelech says, Nipla no b'yad Hashem v'ayipul b'yad Adam. Man afkamina, David. Let me fall into Hashem's hands, but not into Adam's hands. According to this, what? It was real at a moment, got tears to that kasha, and I can't remember what it is. Mamash hurts me every day when I say it, because it's a big kasha. It's a kasha. Tom's a kasha. Well, it doesn't change what the Chovel is always saying. She'ein b'yodah b'chol toshal af nivra. Nothing in the Bria. Nothing. Drive it out of your head. Lo to'eles or nezek. No one can help you. No one can hurt you. No one. Nothing. Sicher et a issue from Hashem. Therefore, he's not scared that they're going to hurt him. Because Hashem should not mitzap him. No, no. And he also doesn't have any expectations from helping them. So they feel comfortable. They confide in this person. They're happy around him. They'll give him his money to look after if they're going away. To show betuch mehem, vein betuch in bo shele yase lo zera lezera, as hu oiv otam vein oivim oto. Since you trust each other. And there's no fear that the guy's trying to get something from me, he's trying to take away from me, he's trying to, you don't know what this person's vested interests are, you don't care because they call me a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So then you love them and they love you because there's a deep trust here. Someone has betochen in Hashem, it's an interesting use of the pasuk, yeah, it's usually in other places anyway. Chesed Yosef Avenu, he's surrounded by chesed, he's beloved. He loves people, they love him. He always wants what other people have got. He's jealous. He's always looking to see how he can get more, and he's jealous of people. Every time you see somebody else having something good or whatever, you think it's because that he took it from you. He makes a nice deal. He makes a lot of money. You feel like he stole your bucks. It was my money that he did. Something happens to you, your money, your family, whatever. You think he did it. And you think he has the power to take away the damage or to take away the evil. Since he has mamash, he believes in this fantasy. He's always angry with people. He's talking negative about them. He hates them and he's angry with them. Jealousy, that's what it brings you to. A person who's got patach and he's not jealous of anything. He has everything he needs. He'll also say anything. And what you have, I don't need. It's not good for me to have what you have. Because if it was, I would have it. This person, there's no more despicable maguna. Maguna. Guna, I don't know how you translate it. Despicable, whatever. In this world and in the next world, Kamosha Amar Akosuf, Ikesh Lev Lo Yimotze Toiv. Someone whose seichel is twisted, he brings down yarn in the Me'iri. From the Me'iri, somebody, akesh leiv, someone who has a bent seichel, will never find good in this world. Seichel, simple, go back to simple basics. This guy can't hurt me, he can't help me. Again, you're dealing with crooks, you're dealing with things. In the world of Ishtadis, you have to function properly. You can't be a tam either. Well, you see, the Gedolei Yisrael took lots of efforts and Ishtadis or whatever and understood evil and how to deal with it and when to deal with it. For sure, you have to be a chokhem. Ain't no barosha. You have to have your eyes open, whatever, you know, just pretend that everybody just whatever. That's again in the world of Shadrach. In the world of Betochen, or Yodesh, or whatever happens, are coming from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Makish, Betuach, Beshalva, Beroga. People love him. People trust him. I had a grandfather, my mother's father, he had a jewelry store back in South Africa in the old days. So he had one of these walk-in safes. It was the only one in the whole town because he had a jewelry or whatever. So the guy, when he used to go on holiday, his neighbors, a lot in South Africa, the sharks and whatever, they used to bring him their valuables to put in his strong room, to lock up, to deposit. They never got a receipt. I'm not saying a lucky, that's a good thing. You should always give a receipt. Well, they never asked for a receipt. They would put it in the strong room and go away, knowing when they came back, everything would be there. They trusted him. He was beloved because they knew this guy, his word was his word. You could trust him. In those days, there were a lot of people like that. He wasn't a rare entity. Most of the Yidden in those days, you could trust. They were kind of shit. But I'm saying that was it. He was beloved. People loved him. They used to come back from holiday. Can we have a parcel? Yeah, there's a parcel. Goodbye. It was never a shot. Ever, ever. Someone, he would never take something from anyone else because it wasn't meant for him. He always used to say, if you don't have the money for it, it means you don't need it. When you have the money, you buy it. You don't have the money, you don't buy it because you don't need it. There was never a thing of getting into debt. He ran his business. Never got into debt. What do you mean? You borrow from the bank to run a business? What are you talking about? If you don't have the money, you don't need it, so you don't buy it. Get angry over money. Couldn't understand people used to get angry over money. No, no idea. I'm being listening. Angry over money. Yo, people like that. They have healthier lives. They have better lives. I'll never forget. I'm just trying to show you because it's a personal. The 24th of December. So it was the busiest day in our business. About half the panos of the year got made on the 24th of December. Yeah. So about 11 o'clock in the morning, the 24th of December, my brother phoned to say he just had a daughter. Mazel tov. Yeah, mazel tov. We were busy. I mean, the place was, the whole family was on the store on that day. He phoned to say that his wife had a baby. My grandfather's great-granddaughter was just born. Yeah. They tells my mother, who was in the business team, lock up, we're going. She says, what do you mean we're going? We're talking about the 24th of December. Says, but look, he says, I just had a great-granddaughter. I'm going to Johannesburg. We went to Victoria. It's a 45-minute drive from where we're. So what are you talking about? He said, close up the shop. We're going. I'm like, are you mad? How are we going to do it? I remember the Bikuch. I was a young. I went, oh, I wasn't a young kid. I don't know how old was I. 18, 19. I still remember. He said, you can stay if you want. I'm going. Goodbye. Locked up the store. Got in his car and drove to go see his great-granddaughter. It was just beautiful. Pashtut, wasn't it? Maybe Ula, what's going to be with the money? Money? I'm like, I'll shoot to you. I mean, this world, that was it. You had to enjoy this world. I'm not saying you did the right thing again. The Lord Mash is a tzodek or tzodek. But there were people that, money didn't lose them. I'll never forget that argument. I got reminded about it the other day as well. Was, lock up the store at 11 o'clock on the 24th of December? What are you talking about? This is heyday. Oh, you were going to die. Okay. So that's the Evdel Hashishi. You have your priorities sorted out. Kind of, yeah. How many parents don't give the kids the time they need because they're busy making money. They're busy doing this, they're busy doing that, they're busy, you know. It's the famous Avos Sobonim video. You know the famous Avos Sobonim video? Guys at work, the phone rings. It's his son. He says, Dad, I need to talk to you. He says, not now. I'll speak to you a bit later, whatever. Calls him again. No, now he's in a meeting. He can't talk. He's driving home. He can't talk now because he's on the other phone, whatever. Eventually, he gets home or whatever. The kid comes to him. He says, I just have to eat now and I'm running to a meeting, whatever. And I can't talk. And they said, I just want to ask you one question. Yeah, you're a busy man and you work. How much do you get paid an hour? What you do? He said, what do you mean? What's good news? He said, I just want to be interested. How much do you earn an hour? The guy says, I make $500 an hour. The kid takes that $500 and he says, I want an hour. Yeah. That's an old term. This was an old Avos Sobonim. You know what I'm talking about. You know, how much time I want to buy? You don't have to make an appointment to see your dad. He said, why is dad so busy? Because he thinks he has to, he's got noble, he's being noble. He has to feed a family. So Hashem told you to take care of your kids. I'll worry about you looking after your kids. I can run the world. You don't have to worry. The world's not going to come crashing down. That's a difficult thing to do practically. It's not so posh how you juggle that. Well, somebody's got a shtickel betocha knows that his panos is not going to suffer because he's doing the rotzon Hashem. Many examples. You have to find your own stories. So maybe let's stop here because Hevdel HaShvi is big. And then we finished Perek Hay, and then we got one last little step to take. And then we'll start again. No, there's two more prokim, but they're small, whatever. They're difficult. And we'll start again.